Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, sometime back, you know, that when God had called me to prophesy to a city, Malachi, for 10 mm-hmm. years, you know, I prophesied about, you know, that the Lord is preparing the way for the Lord is when you start hearing the spirit of Elijah is about, you know, turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, you know, or else I'll smite the earth with a curse. I mean, that's the rest of it, you know, Malachi 4, 5, and 6. And so, you know, for 10 years, you know, we're just nonstop, you know, in that prophecy. It's been nonstop anyway. But I mean, during that time, you know, we had it was just literally the Lord just set me like a, like set my face like a flint and just like, this is what I want delivered for 10 years. Mm. You know, we delivered it so hard that the governor changed the way he closed his speeches, and he changed it with Malachi. It was Governor Jeb Bush at the time over the state of Florida. It was the sound was so loud and so intense, and the cry was so deep that Pray Deep heard it all the way in Indore, India.
Yeah,
and wanted to bring us into India and all the different cities of India. He was working with World Vision then. And what's so cool is last night, you know, we had a situation, a meeting we needed to go to last night. And in the middle of this meeting, it's a city thing going on or whatever. And in the middle of this, this lady, this very nice lady, you know, gets up to begin to speak. And hopefully, you know, we talked to her about joining us on VFN radio. I don't want to say anything until she comes in. But she stood up and she said, before she even started, she says, first I want to say, right? She says, first I want to say thank you. And she turns back to the back of the room where I was sitting, or Pat and I were sitting, you know, for that prophecy, for the what is called the Next Step Outbacks now, the Next Step Father Son Camping Trips, because her two sons, which were men now, you know, were there at this meeting. And remember, Chris, he was the one that on the end of that one video says, you know, it's kind of nice to see what it's like to feel like you have what it's like to have a father, because his father had passed. And it was just so cool to, and it was just a reward for us. That was such a beautiful reward for us as we got to see these two young men. And that's how she started a leadership town type thing, turning back to us in the back of the room. And it was just a beautiful moment because a single mother, you know, she was 24, her husband passed, their father had passed, and she was just trying to do it all, you know, and she decided not to do things, you know, for herself. And she, you know, I needed a relationship. I need to find somebody. She says, I want to focus on my boys.
Sure.
And she just gave her life to her sons. And raised them up, and it was just, it was like seeing your sons. Does that make sense? It's like seeing your sons, and that just, it was just so rewarding to see that. But in that, you know, we were we were going everywhere. It didn't matter where it was. You know, we were on radio stations, television stations. We were putting up yard signs. We were doing you know, local news programs. We were doing Kiwanis clubs and Rotary clubs and church clubs. And we were speaking from pulpits to podiums to, you know, parks. It didn't matter. It was just we didn't care what the response was, but the thing that we said continually was just tell them the vision. Tell them the vision. Because we weren't camping people. We just, you know.
Hello.
I mean, think about it. You think about this. Pat, John, he slept on a root. I mean, he's not a camping person. slept on a root.
Chris could testify.
Yes. About sleeping on the root.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, we'll soon be able to talk about it. We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
We went to Muster. Remember the Musters we went to?
Oh, yeah. We went to the Sheriff's Department.
6 o'clock in the morning.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. We talked to the deputies and the staff and preached. We preached the gospel. There was a sheriff at that time, which was, I worked with him when I was a deputy, and it was so cool to watch, you know, Ron McNesby work his way up and become sheriff, and he opened the door for the gospel to be preached in a training room there, and, you know, people were free to come whether they want to come or not, and they came, and it was just cool for me to go back, because I got saved when I was a deputy, So there was a time I was the police when I wasn't saved, another time I was the police when I was saved. I remember one of my sergeants looking across the table. His name was Bill Price, and we were at a Waffle House, which is the only place down south that you could have actually got us some coffee at 3 o'clock in the morning. And he's looking at me. And in a Waffle House, you're like already nose to nose when you're sitting at the table.
Yeah.
Especially when you're wearing a bulletproof vest and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, what you looking at? What you looking at? And he looks at me, he goes, you really are different. You really are different. He could look at my life, and of course, if you're a new believer, you just feel like, I'm terrible, oh my goodness. I know I'm making a mistake, you know. And I wasn't. God was just, you know. And so, but they could tell a difference in my life, you know, and it was just so cool. It was encouraging. And so I got a chance to go back and preach the gospel there, you know, at the department. Running Man was just a real, he is a real, and I hope to get up with him, you know, if you're listening, I want to get up with you. I'm just so grateful for everything that you did for the fatherless. Mm-hmm. And I haven't got a chance to personally sit down with you since you're out of office and thank you, you know, for what you did. And many boys, including the two boys we saw last night, you know, are part of your fruit and what you did, Ronnie Mac, and we appreciate that. So anyway, we're going to all these places, and every time we would go there, we would set up all of our media gear, and Chris would be sitting there ready to push a button that says play, and the standard word we would always hear when he pushed the word play was, when nothing happened, he goes, that never happened before. We saw. Oh my goodness! Oh, we had so much fun. You know, we actually started that when there was no DVDs. There wasn't a DVD, and there was all this technology we have today, where you can actually bring a phone in. I remember. You remember my? I personally did the first video.
Oh my gosh!
Do you remember? You know, you know, it was like, how do you get this message across without, you know, how can you deliver it? So we got to put it on video so they could see it.
Remember the dash cam?
Yeah. Over a 30-foot long hood, right?
Yeah.
And so, put that thing together. And so then they didn't have this, you know, all they had, the best thing you had going at that time, this is 10-year prophecy. So technology changed rapidly in 10 years. Mm-hmm. And was a small TV that had a VCR kind of combined in it.
Yeah.
That was about 200 pounds. And, and you know me, I don't care. And so I said, I invited a friend of mine in. And I said, dude, we got to go eat lunch. I got something I got to tell you, because the business people are the ones that were partnering, right? You know, so I'm sitting at like a Applebee's. I'm waiting for him to show up. I show up early, you know, and I'm bringing in my 200-pound television. And this guy's very conscious of what people think about him, you know. Oh, obviously, I'm not. And we're on a table that's half the size of my television. And he comes in, he's looking, he's like, you know, he's an accountant. He's an accountant, you know, so he's taking a calculation of all this was going on. And you know me, I'm saying, dude, oh my goodness, you gotta see this, right? And he sat down and I barely could see him over the TV. And this is way before flat screens. These were like big belly screens.
Big old belly.
we push play. And we would stare at it, and we wouldn't answer no questions they had. And of course, he was in the restaurant.
Any eye contact.
Yeah, any eye contact. It's like, watch the testimony, watch the video. And the video was about, you know, men and fathers and boys who were totally transformed in the wilderness when they met God, you know? And I'll never forget toting that big thing. I was like, oh my goodness, you know? And he was so moved. He was so moved. I think he gave me a check for $12. Anyway, so. So we were going around, you know, just telling people to be able to, because it cost us, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to be able. I'm gonna give a shout out down in the Gulf Coast to Babb Special Events. Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
you know, John Babb, 8,000 square foot tents and stuff, he was a significant part.
I think
of
it's
that
called Kent's.
Yeah, Kent Special Events. Yeah, John Babb and Kent Special Events, and the Emerald Coast, and so with that. Powerful things happen. So we go to the Rotary Club, and those don't know what Rotary Club is. This is where your business leaders kind of network and get together and have lunch together once a day, I think, or once a week. Mm-hmm. And they were everywhere. Mm-hmm. We did a whole bunch of different ones. We went to the big one, this one. Mm-hmm. And it was downtown in our city. And they were all having lunch. And they put whoever's going to be the speaker is on a stage, like you're sitting up high. And they're watching you while you eat. And I'm sitting by a friend of mine. It'll come to me in a moment. I was sitting beside.
It's Tiffany, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you in a minute. It'll come up. It takes a while now. I'm about as old as Pat. And I'm about to come up. I'm not the next speaker, but you can kind of count when you're going to be next. Mm-hmm. You're going to speak. And Joel Mooneyham. Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful person. Oh, he's a beautiful, beautiful person. And he was sitting beside me. And because chicken, that's what they do, like the chicken breast or something. And I take one bite of chicken, not even a bite of it. I just chew once, and it's like I don't choke in or nothing, but it just like gets stuck. So I'm sitting in the front of a room of how many people was that?
Oh, it's a couple hundred easy.
A couple hundred businessmen.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I said, you know, I looked at Joel and I said, where's the bathroom at, you know?
Oh,
and he points 7,000 miles through these 200 people in the back. I literally think I'm fixing to fall out. I think
it's
New
World, wasn't it?
It was New World Landing. Anyway.
Yeah.
And so I start heading, passing through all these people, trying not to fall out and die and ruin the prophecy.
Right.
It's like, this is not going to be good if I die in the midst of the prophecy here.
All right.
And it's just like stuck. It's literally, imagine taking a tennis ball and squeezing it with your hands. It's like my esophagus just squoze that. You just, when you're fixing, let me give you some wisdom. If you're going to be speaking, speak and then eat.
Exactly.
Stick nothing through your communication apparatus. Not a good idea.
Nope.
Anyway, so long story short, I walked 7,000 miles, sweating drops of sweat, trying to get to the bathroom, you know, and I was like, I didn't know, you know, it was just like stuck. It was just stuck. It's like, what do you do? I don't know. And I mean, for a while there, I thought, I'm going to call an ambulance. I thought, man, this could be a heart attack. Then I thought, oh, this is good. That means I'm going to be with God. And Pat's going like, no, don't leave us here. And so.
Yeah. I went looking for you.
Yeah. And the speaker's dying in the bathroom. And really, I thought it was a heart attack. But it's this thing that I inherited. what's it called? A spasm in your
esophagus.
And which God has totally, you know, healed me from. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. And so I literally, you know, I thought it was over. That was it. You know, and that's how I kind of got. That'll talk about the other time. And then so all of a sudden it just stops. Mm-hmm. It just stops, you know. So then you just go, okay, great. You know, you get ready, you know, get all cleaned up and straightened up and stuff. And you go back and walk through the 200 men, and they're all eating up there, men and women. And they're eating. And I finally get up to speak. I didn't eat nothing else.
Yeah.
It took me a while to even look at a chicken breast. And so I'm sitting there in front of 200 men and women, packed room, totally packed room, you know, and they're eating. You hear the banging on the forks and stuff like that. And I start talking about the testimony and what's going on. And I said, have you ever ate something and it kind of got stuck in your throat? You know, and you're kind of like, you can see some stuff going on. I said, you know, you didn't know whether it was going to go up or go down. And the whole room simultaneously goes, ooh. I'm thinking, I probably shouldn't have shared that. So I didn't let them know which one happened.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. That was something. I thought that was it. That was going to be it.
Yeah, I thought that was it.
You know, and it got to be ready anytime. You never know. It all ends.
That's right.
You know, it all ends. And just be ready for the end and celebrate it. And, you know, you need to tell those around you, you know, DNR, do not resuscitate. You know, Lazarus came out of the tomb, the grave, what are you doing? I was in heaven. You know, I was in heaven, like, you know, Piper, here he is, got in a car accident, goes straight to heaven. Wonderful, all these things. You got to go back and listen to 90 Minutes in Heaven. Go on VFN, VFN Torch and type in, you know, 90 Minutes in Heaven and hear his testimony and the VFN radio segment's there. And they prayed him back into his broken body and his car, and he had to leave heaven to come back down. I was like, oh,
thanks.
I will meet you in heaven. You know what I'm saying? I will meet you there. But that was just an amazing moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.